I think that intermarriage is a good idea. After all, we're living in a cosmopolitan country. We have so many different races living together peacefully, don't we? It's nothing new to us, and I feel that intermarriage will work.
Personally, I feel that it is not a very sound idea. It's difficult for two people of entirely different religions to live and share life together. They will face so many problems that it would be better if they don't get married in the first place.
Of course there will be problems. Even two people of the same religion have problems. It's the same in this case, except that it will be slightly more difficult, I guess.
I agree with you, Henry. Naturally, there will be arguments and personal differences. Marriage thrives on a give-and-take policy, so a couple will have to learn to adapt to each other's customs and traditions.
That's right. Married people should be more tolerant towards each other and be willing to learn about each other's religion. Only then can understanding and acceptance be achieved ultimately.
You talk as if it were very simple. It isn't, you know. I should know as I'm a child of a mixed marriage.
All right, you tell us why it's not such a good idea.
You see, Henry, it depends on the individuals concerned. If two people of different religions marry, they should be prepared for the consequences. It is only after marriage that the vast differences in the cultures begin to show. Little things, from food and clothes to bigger aspects like religious beliefs, tend to clash, leading eventually to a rift. Besides, there will be either personal pride or the reluctance to accept the other's view. It may lead to a big gap between the parents, and their children may suffer a lot in between.
You have a point there, but I can also tell you of several such couples who are living happily together.
I suppose that you are right. Intermarriage can lead to happiness or sorrow, depending on how it is handled.